We are learning Masechtas Ksubas Daf Kufal from Ra'al, and we're starting seven lines from the top. Leimi Ketanoi. We had a machlokes amaroyim between Rav and Shmuel. If a ketana who only is married with a kedushin derabbanan, for example, her mother or her brother married her off, the shaila is if the husband gives a get to this ketana, does she get a ksuba or not? According to Rav, she does not get a ksuba because Rav says that ein suya ketana is nothing. It's not the suya ketana is not worth anything. It's no ksuba. And Shmuel says she does get a ksuba, and only by miun she doesn't get a ksuba because there she herself was the one who refused to be with the husband, and therefore she doesn't get a ksuba. So mechlekes Rav and Shmuel. Lei mikat tanoim. Maybe mechlekes Rav and Shmuel is mechlekes tanoim. We have here in Masechtas Yevamos, we have here a machlekes over here, machlekes tanoim, and maybe that's this machlekes tanoim, it's the same machlekes tanoim, because it says in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ein maisa ketana klum. There's no maisa, the ketana of the kedushin of ketana is nothing. Vein baila zakayiv mitziyosam. For example, the husband will not get her mitzias, lo maisa yadel, not going to get her wages, lo yafaros dereha. The husband can't be made for her nedarim, ve'ino yarsha, and he does not inherit her, ve'in matamala. If he's a kohen, he can't matamata her, because it's not his real wife. He's not his wife for anything. The only dalach is, the only connection is, that they need miyun in order to separate. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua, even though Maisa Ketana Klum is worth something, Ubaila Zakoyed B'Metziyasa, her husband gets her Metzias, Vaisdeh, her wages, the forest Dereha, he can make for her Nadarim, Vayarsha, he inherits her, Umetamala, and Kmetamata her, Klaalu Shadava, Reka Ishtal Chaldava. It's mamish like your wife for everything. Ella has a kulos, she yates of me and goes out with me. Now, just to analyze Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, we understand all the mammonistic halachas, the things that are regards to money, like the Metziya or the wages, or the Yerusha, there is something called Hefker Bezen Hefker. Bezen has a power to do that. But Lagabit Halacha, Afaras the Darim, Tosis points out that here we're talking about a girl who's at the age she can make a nether already, which is around 11 years old. And it could be Steraisa. So if it's Steraisa, how could it be made for her nether? It's only Dush Durabanon. So Tosis answers on that, that we're going with the Klal, like it's over in the Gemara in Nida for something else, that Kol HaNederes Adas Bailin Nederes. That everyone who makes a neder, makes a neder adas baila, and since this is her husband, therefore she's noida adas baila, and therefore it's like a tanai, and therefore it allows the hafara even by the rice to get neder. And regarding tuma, it's also a kasha. How could a kohen be matamah to his wife? I mean, the rice is not his wife. On that, Tosis' answer is that it's sort of like a mace mitzvah, because since he's being yarish, this girl, so her yarish don't care about her anymore, and therefore she's like a mace mitzvah. This is Gemara, and the Vamos points out also such an idea, and therefore, since it's a mace mitzvah, the kohen's letter matamah to her. So that's the Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that's mamash considered a wife for all things, or Lezah holds it's not a wife. So it sounds like very similar to the Mechlekes Rav and Shmuel. Lema Rav Dama Krav Lezah. Rav who says that you don't get a ksuba, like Lezah says that it's not his wife anything. But Shmuel Dama, that you get a ksuba, Dama Krav Yeshua holds it's his mamash's wife. The only difference is, the only uniqueness about this marriage is that it goes out with me and Sakti Gemara, you're half right. I leave with the Rav Eliezer, Kulam Le Pligi. According to Rav Eliezer, that's Pashit, that Shmuel has to be like Rav Yeshua, not like Rav Eliezer. Why? Shmuel says Shmuel says you get a ksuba. That can't be like Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer says you don't even get the things from her, that her mitzias, her ma'aseh there. Now, it would be more mistavra that since the whole purpose of this marriage for Ketana is for her good, that we allow all her things to go to him. Because that's the whole marriage is for her good. Therefore, we should make it easier for men to marry such ketanas. So that's pashut, that you would give the mitzia. And you're still not giving the mitzia, so it's pashut, we're not making the husband give a ksuba. So, according to Shmuel, to give a ksuba, obviously it has to be like Rav Yeshua, and not like Rav Eliezer. So that's true, what you're saying is that Shmuel only stims with Rav Yeshua. Eliezer Eliezer Kulam Lepligi, that Rav Eliezer is not like Shmuel. Ki Pligi, Rav and Shmuel arguing, Eliezer de Rav Yeshua. Shmuel holds like Rav Yeshua, but Rav says no. I could go like Rabbi Shua also. I'm sure good like Rabbi Lazar, but even like Rabbi Shua, I'll tell you like this. Adka we come Rabbi Shua, Hasam. Rabbi Shua only says that the husband gets the things that go from her to him. Ela midida lididei. Because we want it to be easy for her to get married. Therefore, we're masakin that all her goodies go to the husband. Ava midida lididei loy. But anything that goes from him to her, like a ksuba, maybe not. Loy. So therefore, Rav can hold even like Rabbi Shua and say that Rabbi Shua will agree that a ksuba does not give it. Echnam, you get the Metziah and the Maisi Adah because we want to make him happy. But we don't have to make her happy. The whole thing is for her benefit. And therefore, you can still hold that she does not get a ksuba. So therefore, definitely Shmuel is not like Rabbi Eliezer. It has to be like Rabbi Yeshua. But Rav Kishtim with either Tana. Therefore, it's not a straight Machlekes Tanoim. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah that these three women, the Memenes, Ashniyah, and Ailanis, Ein Lehem Ksuba, Vlei Peris, and Vazoyos, Vlei Beloyos. And we're going to analyze what does it mean, Vlei Beloyos, and what's exactly going on. So it says that you don't get the worn-out clothing. They don't get a ksuba. That's possible. These three do not get a ksuba. And for all different reasons, Mamanis doesn't get a ksuba because she's the one who initiated the divorce. The Shnia is because of a knas for her, because she's an erva. And the island is because of Mekach Tais, they don't get a ksuba. But it says, V'loy B'loyos, Amalei Rav Huna Ba'achila Rav Kahana, Amrit Lam V'Shmei D'Shmuel, you told us, you Rav Kahana told us in the name of Shmuel, Lois Shanu, this halacha, that you don't get B'loyos, Ela V'Nichsem Aluk. Av'Nichsem Basel Isla, but you do get Nichsem Basel. So we have to explain this, but let's just explain what's Nichsem Aluk, what's Nichsem Basel. Nichsem Aluk are items she brings into the marriage that she still retains ownership over. But the halacha is, the husband can eat the peiros of those nichsim v'lug. That's halacha nichsim v'lug. For example, she brings in her property, she brings in anything like that, the wages, the benefits, the peiros that come out of it go to the husband. That's nichsim v'lug. Nichsim v'basel is things she brings into the marriage, they put it into the ksuba that she's bringing it in, and he has full ownership of it while they're married. When they get divorced, he has to repay exactly what she brought in. That's called nichsim v'basel. So it says that the beloya is the clothing of nichsim v'lug, that is where she doesn't get it. But nichsim v'basel she does get. That's what it says. Now, we don't know what those words mean. Heavy bar papa, hey, who are we going on? Which of the three are we going on? Ilema mamenes. If we're going on a mamenes, so we're saying she doesn't get beloyas of nichsim v'lug, but she does get beloyas of nichsim v'basel. Either istu, if it's be'en, either be'idi shakla. The lach is that if these beloyas are be'en, they're still around, this clothing that was worn out, they're still around, then she gets it either way. Why? Because it belongs to her, and now Enchanami was her fault of the get, but it belongs to her. There's no reason to give her a knas. And therefore, if it's be'en, if it's still around, there's no reason to give her a knas, the memenas gets it. Be the last new, and if it's not around anymore, you want to make the husband pay, idi v'idi, say nichsim v'lug, say nichsim v'baz, lo shakla. She doesn't collect that. Now, why not? Nichsim v'baz, she doesn't collect because since the husband's not giving the ksuba, so nichsim v'baz is part of the ksuba. Every time a chay have to give anything like she brought in clothing, nichsim v'baz, they put it into the ksuba that she bring it in, he has to pay back b'shas t'gerushin. Here he says, what do you mean? I didn't divorce her, so I don't have to give the ksuba. That's good. What about nichsim v'lug? Nichsim v'lug l'chayra, it's not in the ksuba, so why shouldn't I have to pay her back that if it's not around? So Rashi explains that the reason is because here also he has a tiny. He says, you know what? I was anticipating getting those nichsim v'lug because if you die, I would be yerushu. And if I would be yerushu, so then I would have got those nichsim v'lug. So therefore, I'm upset about this. Why should I? It's your fault. You initiated this divorce, so I don't want to pay you back nichsim v'lug. And because they wanted to make the men get married, so we're sacking that also. So therefore, it says this memra can be talking about mian, because by mian, if the worn-out clothing is still ba'en, she takes it with her. It's hers. And if it's not ba'en, so either way, you don't have to pay. So maybe it's going on an islandess, which is a Mekhatayas case. Ella islandess. Talking about Isha can't have children, so it's a Mekhatayas. So again, here also doesn't work out. Either Isnu, if it's banned, either Vidi Shakla. Then she takes it, Sainich Slugansi Basel. When anything is banned, she takes with her because it's Mekhatayas, and that belongs to her. And either Lesnu, if it's not banned anymore, and it's used up, and we want to make him pay for that, so Ibrahim Bailey be the opposite. Nichse Belug, the Rashusa Kaime, Nichse Belug that really belongs to her, they will understand that he has to pay, Isla, that he has to pay for. Nichse in Basel, the Lav Rashusa Kaime, but Nichse in Basel, that's not in her Rashus because he was eating it Medin, because when they got married, he was eating it Medin, so then, so why should she get it now? He's not Machayev to give a ksuba. He's a Mekhatoy. He's not Machayev to give a ksuba. Lesla, she doesn't get it. So it'll be the opposite. It says over here, Nichse no log. She does get nichsim v'basel. She does get. It's the opposite. Nichsim v'basel she will not get. So it can't be going in that either. Rav Kahana's memra. Ela Shnia. We're going on a Shnia. Now Shnia loses her ksuba because of a knas, and we're going to say a chiddush now. V'kantu rabbanon lidida b'didei. That means like this: that when b'shas when they get divorced, the knas is she doesn't get a ksuba. So really, she shouldn't get any nichsim v'basel, and she should get nichsim v'lug. It's not part of a ksuba. But here we do the opposite because we want to make a knas. So the halach is, She does not get nichsim v'lug, even though that the dessert belongs to her because of a knas. And she does get the beloyes of nichsim tzar barzel. Why? At least the ones that are ba'en. Why? Because we want to make a knas for him also, because he did something wrong. And therefore we make a knas each of them. We give her a knas on her things that he keep it. And we make a knas for him, bidida, on the things that really he could have took. Like nichsim tzar barzel, we make him pay back. That's the way we do it. We make knas that way. The knas that he has to pay her what was really belongs to him, like Nisar Basel, he has to pay back. And that's pshat in this memra. So just to give you a little sikum of what comes out over here, the three cases in the Mishnah. By a ketana who's ma'ein, who does mi'un, the halacha is anything that's around, any worn out clothing that's around that she brought into the marriage, sainich sisar barzo, sainich samalug, she gets to keep it. If it's not around, then she doesn't get paid back for it. That's by ma'menas. By a islandess, she gets everything that's mekayim, sainich sisar barzo, sainich samalug, and to pay back, so then it depends. Nichsim alug, she gets paid back because that's really hers. But this is her basil, since it's a ksuba, she's not getting back. By shnia, it's the opposite. Anything that's around, shitaka gets. But anything that's not around, the halacha is that tzoyim barzel she does get, and manich alug, she does not get, which is the opposite of the case of islandness. And the reason is because of a knas. So what do you see over here, al-kaponim? What you see over here is that the clothing really would have to be paid back if you're chayiv in the ksuba. And the question is that lechayra, isn't using the clothing called peiris? Omrav shumi barash yishvam na barkana aileg lima karna hava. Clothing is considered keren, and it's considered like, and therefore you have to really sell it and buy something with it that could produce peiris. But you can't use it until it gets ruined out. Because Rav Kahana says that, let's say, shnila rayas, we give her a knas that she doesn't get paid for her clothing. It's masked by Isha Kashera, who's not a shnia, would get paid for this. What's pshat? Using up the clothing is like a chilos peiris. Teretz says, no, you can't use up the peiris. We had this machlokes before about this, that what's called peiris? Is peiris something that reproduces, let's say like fruits that reproduce, or anything that something's left over from it is still called peiris? So even if you worn it out, it's still called peiris. Here it's mashma, has a din of a keren, because mashma, you would have to pay for the item of clothing, even though you'll have to use it. So it's mashma as a keren, then keren, not then peiris. We have before, the Rav Nachman said that it has been peiris, not a din keren. So you're right, the Rav Nachman pliga, Rav Nachman taka argues on this Rav Kahana, and they argue taka if a glima, if a piece of clothing has been of a keren or peiris. Because again, it's mashma here from Rav Kahana that usually you would get payback, nichsim alug, if you destroyed it, you would have to pay back and pay for what you destroyed, even though you used it behete, you used it behete, still you have to pay it back. What's the pshat? Because it has been karen, but Rav Nachman would hold that's been payris, and you're allowed to use it as much as you want, even if it gets worn out.